My mom taught me a lot of life lessons, and today I will share my top 10. I love the fact that my mom was very different from other mothers, especially on the block, and she made sure of it. I have my piece of paper because there's a lot of different things that I want to make sure I share the 10 that I want to share versus go off script and share 20 things.
Any personal challenge that therapy could help with? Therapy can provide tools to approach your life in a very different way. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, BetterHelp. BetterHelp is a platform that makes finding a therapist easier because it's online, it's remote, and by filling out a few questions, BetterHelp can match you to a professional therapist in as little as a few days. It's easy to sign up and get matched with a therapist. There's a link in my description. It's betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. If you are struggling, consider online therapy with our sponsor, BetterHelp. Click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. Also, it gets you 10% off your first month of BetterHelp so you can connect with a therapist and see if it helps you. Again, click the link in the description or visit betterhelp.com/theresilientlife. Thank you again, BetterHelp, for supporting this channel. Now back to our episode.
One is set trends. She did not follow them. My mom, because there was a lot of families on our block, we lived in an apartment building with 6 families. My mom was the one who sent 3 daughters to Girl Scout. I was a junior, my sister was a brownie, and then my youngest was a daisy. And my mom made sure we were always active, put us in sports, and she even watched the sports so she could understand what is my child playing. I love that about my mom, that she made sure we were active and she was present for them, and she made sure that she understood what was going on. The thing with my mom is she's an immigrant from Haiti, and in Haiti, the main sport is soccer, but my mom had us play softball, and then in high school, my sister, the middle one, she played basketball. And she put us in dance classes. All that was not common in Haiti. The main thing was soccer. 2 is she celebrated our wins. I remember the kids on my block when they came over for holidays and for birthdays. They will see all these papers on the wall. And they're like, what is this? These are all the certificates my sister and I got from school for either good attendance or excellence in conduct, or math bee, or any type of achievement, there was an award. There was first honor roll, second honor roll. All that was not put into an envelope or just thrown away, or whatever parents do with achievement certificates. My mom put it in on the wall. It was framed, and everyone saw the wall of certificates. Next is my mom celebrated our birthdays. My birthday is on December 24. That was a given day off, so that was a plus as a child. And then my other sister was on February, but it was usually on a weekday. But my mom still celebrated her birthday. And of course, when it was on a weekend, she'll have it at McDonald's or somewhere. And then my youngest sister was November 1st. We were raised Catholic in Catholic school, so she had a day off. So same thing, my mom celebrated the birthday. Every year, our birthdays was an event. It wasn't just another day on the calendar. And I loved that about my mom. And I had a friend whose daughter was born on December 24. And she was like, oh, my family is not going to be able to come and celebrate my daughter's birthday. I'm going to just do it a day before or a day after Christmas. No, your daughter was born on the 24th. My mom celebrated my birthday on the 24th. If they don't come, they don't come. And after that, she made sure she celebrated her birthday on the 24th. I was like, don't do that to your child. That's rude. We don't care about everybody else. Your daughter was born on the 24th. If God wanted her any other day, it would have been done. So I am grateful to my mom that she celebrated my birthday, period. My neighbors always showed up because my mom was the greatest cook. I don't care what anybody had to say. Everybody and their mama and their husbands came to my mama for the food. Okay. Then also, God is provider. My mom raised three daughters by herself. My dad was physically present. However, he was not emotionally present. And I will share more about my dad on Father's Day in June. So make sure you subscribe in order to hear more about Daddy Dilemma. Due to the fact that my dad wasn't able to financially support my mom was able with $10 to $12 an hour as a home health aide to put three daughters into Catholic school, which was on average $4,000 a year. That was gone. My sisters and I talk about it sometimes and think about how people today make twice as much as my mom makes, and they're complaining. And they're raising only one child, and they're in public school, but yet my mom put three children in Catholic school with what she made. God stretched each dollar to $100 because God is unbelievable. I'm tongue-tied. I remember I shared this with my ex one time, and he was like, man, your mom was a drug dealer on the side. I was like, shut up. But even he was just totally amazed on how my mom was able to do the things she did when I shared stories of how I had a great summer. Every summer we went somewhere, and she will make sure we even visited people, which is a key thing my mom did. Mothers, if you're listening, write this down. Visit family members who have a home that you can visit, so you can save on hotel, especially with the fact when you have four people to a room. And my mom took us to Canada, so that was a flight in itself. And then we arrived into Quebec, and we stayed at her cousin's house, and it was a great time. And I just love the fact that my mom exposed us outside of Brooklyn, outside of New York City, and we had staycations, and sometimes went to neighboring states like Pennsylvania. Sometimes we went to Jersey to go to Great Adventures. It was a good childhood. Also, my mom was all about hugs and kisses. Of course, the kisses, because as I mentioned, my mom is Haitian. Part of culture is you greet your parents with a kiss. Always gave my mom a kiss, but the thing is, we also got a hug, and she gave very nice, tight hugs, and it wasn't like a quick hug. It was a lasting hug, and I love my mom's hugs, and now I do the same thing to my godkids. I believe my hugs are more than 10 seconds because I miss them, and I love them. I can't believe they're young adults now, but that's another conversation. I remember I met this lady when I moved to Georgia, and we were just talking about our upbringing. And she was like, yeah, I wasn't raised with hugs in my family. Are you serious? I thought that was a thing. I didn't know people was not raised with hugs. I became very appreciative of my home and the things that my mom exposed me to, because I honestly thought it was a universal thing that happens in every home to get a hug and kiss by your parents. But yes, so make sure you hug very tightly your child. Next is togetherness matters. My mom had us have one television in the house, and that was before all of us were teenagers at the same time, and it was annoying. I remember one time it was Passover, and my mom had us religiously watch the Ten Commandments, and at the time there was a show that I loved to watch on NBC called Sisters. I was like, Mommy, the show is on. She's like, no, it's we have to watch the Ten Commandments. I was like, Mommy, will we watch this every year? Did it matter? So I stayed, all my sisters and my mom and I, we just sat on the couch and watched the Ten Commandments again. That was how my mom was. It was for us to be together, and we played board games together. She was all about us being together. And now, looking back, I'm glad she did that, because now, fast forward, we are all grown adults. All the flowers in the world, I cannot pay this woman back for everything she's done for me. and still does for me as my mother at my age right now. And the last lesson, which is a funny one, I will end this on a funny note, is to make sure you wear clean underwear because you don't know when you'll get hit by a car. I remember my mom told me that. I was just like, really? That's crazy. But I remember I listened to someone recently and she was horrified because of the fact that she didn't shave in the private area and she had to go to the hospital. Making sure your private area is clean and to make sure your underwear is clean because you don't know when you're going to be in the hospital. I hope you enjoyed these 10 lessons from my mom.